WJTL weather.
Mostly sunny skies today. The high is up to 57. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, that low dropping down to 36. Friday, tomorrow is looking mostly sunny with a high of 68, and sunny throughout the weekend, high 62 Saturday, high 65 Sunday. Currently, there's a freeze warning across the listening area, and we are sitting at 33 degrees.
And a little unconventional, our guest just made it in. Jordan Pine is here with Greenlight Operation. Jordan, I was worried you weren't going to make it.
Oh my, I'm telling you. We've got the weather report. The traffic report is certainly not a good one either.
And you came all the way from Camp Hill.
We did, yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did make it, even though you're just a minute or two late. We're going to talk about Greenlight Operation. Before we do, anybody you want to say hi to?
Hello, team. We've got an exciting day ahead of us today.
Wonderful. What's happening today?
Well, we're excited. We have a group of Messiah students that are coming and serving at a couple of locations that Greenlight Operation has, and lots of good work in store.
Tell us all about Greenlight and what you guys do.
Absolutely. So Greenlight Operation is a local nonprofit, and we work to strategically combat human trafficking. We do that through education and advocacy, but we also work to serve survivors that have been exploited through modern day slavery. And that is done through our restoration home and our newly launched resource center, which is where that wonderful team of students is going to be serving in one of their locations today.
That's awesome. So where are you located there in Camp Hill?
Yeah, so Greenlight Operation, we have the new resource center is in Mechanicsburg, and the restoration home is in Harrisburg. So we get to serve both in the Dauphin and Cumberland County regions.
That's pretty awesome. And how many folks have you served, or are you serving at any one time?
Yeah, so with Greenlight Operation, for survivors, so we just opened our restoration home in December of 2025.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And but since our launch in 2018, we have served 52 survivors of human trafficking through referrals and reporting. And through our education and advocacy, we have served thousands and educated over 25,000 individuals about human trafficking and how to get involved.
With your Messiah students coming today, are there other opportunities for listeners to volunteer and be a part of what you're doing?
There certainly are. So Greenlight Operation gets to host events year-round, but we also have very felt needs even at the restoration home, whether that is somebody who would desire to partner with a survivor and teach them life skills, or teach them how to make their favorite meal or whatever that may be. Individuals could serve alongside survivors, serve at our community booths or at events, and they can go to our volunteer tab on our website.
So what is your website?
Our website is greenlightoperation.org.
Check it out, greenlightoperation.org. We'll talk more with Jordan coming up in a little bit. Right now, it's back to the music with Terry, and this is Testimony on WJTL.